Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to complete Simon Shin Pei Hei. In Sif Aleph, which we began yesterday, we learned the halachos over here of someone who is from the communities of Tzaduk and Baisus, Tztukim, who are non-believers in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and what their halachic situation is in regards to being able to make or participated in Eruv Chatzeros. So we said that they're not allowed to participate in Eruv Chatzeros, and in fact, you have to go and be Mavato their Rishos, because they are Jewish people, and therefore you can't go and acquire their rights by rental, and you can't have them participate in the Eruv Chatzeros, because they don't believe in the Eruv Chatzeros. So therefore, the only way that you could carry in such a yard with your Eruv Chatzeros is if they were Mavato their Rishos. That was Sif Aleph from yesterday. Today we discuss a number of other types of people. So Sif Beis begins with Kusi. The Kusim were people who came from a territory known as Kuta, and when Sancheiriv came and conquered them, he brought them into the area of Eretz Yisrael known as the Shomron, and these became known as the Samaritans, or the Kusim. They were called Kusim because they came still from the place called Kuta, and they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a big machlokus amongst the poskim. When they convert because of Arayos with an Aleph, because the lions came and attacked them, so they said the God of Eretz Yisrael is a jealous God and doesn't want us to worship only our Avodah Zarah, he wants us to worship him as well, and therefore there wasn't a valid conversion, or this was in fact a valid conversion. Therefore, the status of the Kutsim is a questionable status as to what their real status is. Was the conversion a true conversion or not? So the Mechaber tells us, Kusim, Kusi, Harehu Kishar Akum, they're halachically considered like a non-Jewish person in regards to the din of Eruv Chatzeros. They ain't lo takona ela b'schiris, and you therefore are only able to go and purchase their rights from them. They have the halachic status of a non-Jewish person. You have to purchase their rights from them, and then you can carry in that area if you make an Eruv Chatzeros, but they're not able to be mavat to you because they're not a Yid, and a non-Jewish person can't be mavatil as rishus to you, and they certainly can't participate in the Eruv Chatzeros. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, what about a Yisrael mumer lavolus elilim? Rachmana Litzlan, have a Jewish person who becomes an apostate, a heretic, in regards to worshipping Avodah Zarah, Rachmana Litzlan. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Gimel, this includes even if he does it privately, afilu bitzina. A person who does Avodah Zarah publicly or even privately, or the next category, l'chalo Shabbosus b'fahesya, or Hirachmona Litzlan desecrates Shabbos in a public fashion b'fahesya. So in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sif Katan Dalid, that the Ovun Zechomur Kimo Ovikako Akam. If a person is publicly desecrating the Shabbos, this is equivalent, Rachmana Litzlan, to Avodah Zarah in his status over here. Shenase Bazeh Mumel Cholatorah. Both of these situations, a person who works Avodah Zarah, either publicly or privately, or a person who publicly desecrates the Shabbos, they have basically demonstrated that they are apostates or heretics for the entire Torah. The Mishnah Berurah does point out the Dafka Sheragilin Ba'ovunzeh. He brings down the Shaar Tzion, Osvav, this is the name of the Mogen Avraham, named Tosos, and the Hagos Maimonios, and also the Ritva says this, and also the Taz. So all of these poskim say that you only define a person as being a heretic for Avodah Zarah, or a heretic for B'Michal Shabbos B'Fahesiah, if he does it regularly. But if he one time went and desecrated the Shabbos publicly, lo mikri mumer. That doesn't yet make him into a mumer. However, he then brings down, and you see in the Shaar Tzion in Ozayin, this is Muchach from Rashi and also the Shach, Yeshomim, they hold dafilu b'chadzim, that even one time is mikri mumer. That's enough to make you into a mumer. You did this intentionally. You didn't do it by accident. You intentionally were a mechal Shabbos b'fahesya. That makes you into a mumer for kol haTorah kula. How do we define publicly ubefarhesya? Ubefarhesya mikre, we call publicly kishechila b'fnei asara miyisrael, in front of 10 Jewish people. Or, oshiyoda, she is farsin b'neim. Or, even if you did it in front of less people, but you know the word's going to get out. And therefore, that's called publicly. Mishnah Berurah adds further, v'da, the kol zeh kishu over l'tiyavon. All of this is when he did this because he couldn't control himself. He needed to travel someplace, and he gets into his car on Shabbos because he has a desire to go someplace. However, abo l'achis, he had no reason to do so. He goes into his car, turns it on, and then turns it off. So he's doing it just to, quote, anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana Litzlan. So then, afilu b'shar averus, not only for Avodah Zarah and Chil Shabbos, but for any avera that you're not doing for a personal benefit, you're just doing it, so to say, to anger God. And afilu shlo b'fasi, even if you're doing this privately, not in a public domain, then halachically, in regards to the din of Eruv Chatzeros, dino ka'akum, you have the halachic status of an akum, meaning you can't participate in Eruv Chatzeros, you can't be mevatel Yerushos, and the only way that people can obtain your rishus is if they rent it from you. Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibur Maskil Olah Chal Shabbos points out that this is only when the person intentionally went and was Mechal Shabbos. If he mistakenly thinks what he's doing is allowable, so then he brings down both from Tosos and from Rashi, while they have a Machlokis in regards to something else, that this isn't considered over here, bringing him into the status of being a Mummer, and this person who thinks it's Mutter is categorized as a Shogeg, and a Shogeg would not lose his status over here in regards to Eruv Chatzeres of being able to function as a Jew. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, likewise, you're considered a mummer if you're a Mechal Yom Kippur or even any of the Yom Tovim. So the Kaf HaChaim says you're also considered like a Mechal Shabbos and your halachic status is like a non-Jewish person in this regard. He does bring down from the Mishnah Sachomim a different opinion, Ayin Shom. In Dirshu footnote number 5, he brings down, likewise, if a person is a mummer for the following 3 averos, wearing shatnas and cutting off his payas or eating nevelos, eating non-kosher, the Prima Gadol brings down as well, in the name of the Simlo Chadosha, Shemistabish Hunechshav Kimumer L'chol HaTorah. Such significant, serious averos also put you into the category of being somebody that doesn't care about the Torah at all. Unless we see that you are Nisar and everything else, and you have a personal taiva for these 3 things, then they're considered like an individual, Dover Echod, and wouldn't remove your categorization for this halacha as a yid. Likewise, if somebody is over most of the mitzvos, even though he's nizar in some of them, he is considered because of Ruba Kikulo as if he's a mumer l'chol haTorah kula and would be categorized as a non-Jewish person in regards to the din of Erev Chatzeros. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Hey, Harehu Ka'akum wrote to Lomar, only l'inyan zeh, she'eno mo'oshuv bitl rishus, eladavka sliras. The chiddush over here is that he's considered like a non-Jewish person only in regards to this din of Erev Chatzeros over here. And he's not allowed to be mevatel his rishus, he can't join into the era of chatzeros, and the only way you can acquire his rishus from him is via schirus. However, uleinyan shari dvarim, in regards to all other halachos, so yesh menach ronim shesovrim, sheino chashev kemumer, he doesn't reach the status of being a mumer, just ayidei chilul Shabbos b'yisad rabban. He wouldn't make that categorization if he's over a chilul Shabbos that's only a dinder rabban. He tells us further, look in Yerudea Simon Beis, in the Piskei Chuv over there, which Dirshu footnote number 11 reminds us, that the Piskei Chuv over there brings down the Ber Heitev, who says that Beis Hillel's opinion is Mumer Afilu L'Issa D'Rabbanan Nasa Mumer L'Chol HaTorah, that they hold that even if you're a Mumer for an Issa D'Rabbanan, you become a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. But he brings down the Pri Chadash, who holds She Mumer L'Issa D'Rabbanan Eino Nasa Mumer L'Chol HaTorah, you don't become a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. And on that, the Piskei Chuv brings down that the Mishnah's Chachamim says that the reasoning is that if a person is choshed al isur kal, if somebody is choshed on isur darbanan, it doesn't mean he'll also be over an isur dar raisa. I know the rest of this footnote for additional details. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who then says you can also look in the base mayor in this simon, besimon zeh, which Dirshu footnote number 12 brings down, that he paskins over here like base Hillel that we just brought down, shenasa mumel l'chol haTorah, not like the more lenient opinion of the Pri Chadash. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us as well, look in the Sefer Gon Yaakov Bisugin in our Halacha, and if you look in Dirshu footnote number 13, he brings down that over there, he paskins like the Das of the Pri Chodosh. And the Mishnas Chachamim, Shamumer L'Dover She'isur Midrabanan, Nasim Mumer Rak L'Dvarim She'isur Midrabanan. It would only make you a Mumer for things of the Rabanan. And we don't say that it makes you a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula, and this is also the Psak of the Chazon Ish. So I didn't finish reading the Mechaber fully. Let's start again from the beginning of Siv Gimel now that we have this little background. So the following Yisurim make you into a non-Jewish person halachically status-wise in regards to Din of Erev Chatzeros. If you're a Yisrael Mumer Levodos Elilim, if you're a heretic, unfortunately, Rechmon al-Islam for Avodah Zarah, or L'chal al-Shabbos b'Pasio, you publicly desecrate the Shabbos, and this is true, the Mechaber now tells us, Afilu eno mechalu ela b'Yisrael d'Rabbanan. You're publicly desecrating the Shabbos, even though it's only for an Yisrael d'Rabbanan. In all of these scenarios, Hariyu Ka'akam, as we've already explained, you have the halachic status over here of a non-Jewish person in regards to the Din of Erev Chatzeros. You can't be part of the Erev Chatzeros, you can't be mevatel to the other Yidden over there, and you have to have the people acquire your rights for you through schiras in order for them to be able to carry. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, "Then eino mechalel ela b'tzina, if a person is only desecrating the Shabbos in private, afilu mechalel b'issa d'raisa, and even though he is doing it in private for a high level, in issa d'raisa, nevertheless, he doesn't lose the status of being a Yid in this situation for the din of Erev Chatzeros. Hariyu ki Yisrael mevatel rishus. He is still able to go and be mevatel's rishus to them. The post can bring down that he can't go and participate in the Erev Chatzeros if he doesn't believe in the Erev Chatzeros. Sivkot Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, the im misbayish latzo zeh b'pnei odom gadol. He normally does desecrate the Shabbos Rechmon al-Islan in public, but if the rabbi walks by, He stops. He turns off his car if he sees the rabbi coming by. He stops smoking the cigarette. He puts it out quickly if he sees the rabbi coming. If everybody else is there, he does it. Nevertheless, in this situation, since he has a fear of the rabbi, even though in front of other people he would not hesitate to do this publicly, nevertheless, this is also called gam ze litzina. This is halachically considered litzina yechoshev. It is considered that he's doing this privately because he still has this fear of the rabbis, so therefore he doesn't lose his status of being a yid in regards to this din of Erev Chatzeros. Dishu footnote number 15 brings down from the El Yerabah, or brings down from the Rambam, Yesh Lomod Shemachal Shabbos Bitzino Av She'en Dino Kinochri Mikomokum Inu Yochel Ard. This is what I mentioned before, that even though he may not be considered like an Akum, that you have to do Schiris with him, nevertheless, since he is not Moda the Erev, he doesn't hold for this in the Erev Chatzeros, how can he participate in it? So, therefore, Ulashitaso, according to this, Yesh Lom Davka Levat Rishus. The only alternative they'd have would be to go and be Bevat Rishus, Bibay Sheyesh Locho Shigam Schiris Eno Moila Behem Lefi Ashito Shalomila Schiris Bidiris Yisrael. You can't let them rent out their rights because there are those that say that they're a Yid, you can't rent from a Yid. The Yid has to be Mevatel as Rishus. And this is also found in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Lini Mechal Shabbos Bitzino, Shemavatel Rishus. He suggests specifically over there that it should be Mevatel Rishus. On the other hand, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shemachal Shabbos Bitzino Yochel Arv, he says he's still able to be Ma'ariv over there, albeit the Chazon Ish himself has questions about this and may say this is only if he does it L'Tayavon, because he can't control himself. But if he did it L'Hachas, then of course it would not apply. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Yisrael Shehemir, you have Rachmana Litzlan, a Yid that's an apostate. He became, unfortunately, off the derech. In this very serious way, he's an Ovid of Odozara. Vayula bought in Bishchunas Yisrael. And previously, he's living in the Jewish neighborhood, has a house over there, and until he unfortunately went off the derech, he was participating in the Erev Chatzeros. She'erevul Chalashana, and he was part of the Shchunas Yisrael, and he was in their Erev for the entire year. So they made the Erev, let's say, on Erev Pesach, as is the custom, and now it's post-Shavuos, it's having the Erev working all through the year from Pesach until Shavuos, and now it's in Elul, and he unfortunately goes off the derech. So until now, he has been part of the Erev Chatzeros all year long. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Im ein lo pesach acher klal, if he has no other way of getting out of his house other than going into this Shchunas Yisrael, into this courtyard with the Erev Chatzeros, with the Jewish people, he now unfortunately will ruin it for them. Hu oseh b'chol Shabbos shechol li acher shemir. Every Shabbos going forward now, from the time that he is unfortunately going off the derech and becoming a heretic, so now in this situation, the Erev Chatzeros no longer works. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Zayin, Rosh Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Lomarin, we don't say, well, the Kivan shur to leizah Shabbos, so shecholu kodem shemir hu tel chol shana. We don't say, well, it worked for the first half of the year, so it should work for the second half of the year, up until Pesach time when they have to make a new Erev Chatzeros. We don't say that over here, because the kol Shabbos v'Shabbos milsub b'nei atzmi, every Shabbos is a separate entity over here. V'kivin she'imer nebuch, unfortunately, this guy went off the derech, batel chalko b'erev. So he has essentially given up his participation in that Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, he now is oser aleihem l'shabbosos acheros at sheyisku m'menu. He is considered like an akum, and he ruins it for them unless they go and acquire his rights from him through a schiris. Dirshu footnote number 18 points out, im sochu rishus mi gizbar hamelech v'irvu. If they had acquired rishus from the gizbar for all of the non-Jewish people that are in this erev over here to allow them to make their own erev chaseros amongst the Jewish people, and then Nebuch, one of the Jewish people, was becoming a heretic, so the Kafa Chaim brings down in the name of the Ginas Vrodim, Shemoil Ha'erev, Shenasa Kodim Shemir. Here it does continue to work because Lefi Shekishesachru Min HaGizbar, when they rented it out from the government, Nichlalu Bischirazu Gam Batim Yechidim Yisrael. It also included some of the Jewish people there. She Yechidim Tfeil in the Rubin, because the minority is tuffle to the majority. However, most of the poskim don't agree with this because it wasn't pointed out, and therefore they don't agree with this chiddush over here, Nirin She'enam Sovrim Kedvar, and it seems that they don't hold from this chiddush over here of the Kaf HaChayim. So back to the Mechaber. If there is no alternative exit way from his house, so then he will ruin it for everybody else from the time that he becomes a mummer. However, the Mechaber says, Avon yesh lo pesach acher l'shchuna se'en yudi. But if he has another exit, let's say the front of his house entered into the Jewish courtyard over here, but the back of his house enters into the Goyish courtyard over there. Maybe that's why he was influenced and became a mummer. So now he has another pesach. So then in this situation, even though that backyard pesach is small, afilu pesach katon, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot Yud, however, al kopachos, it must be al kopanim, but inon shia bo'ar betochim ar betochim.
Tvachim. It has to at least be four Tvachim by four Tvachim, because the Pachim is the Elohim Hashem Pesach. Smaller than that, it's not called a Pesach, as we've already learned previously, Ukadel B'Simin Shinayim Beis. But if he does have at least four by four Pesach to this other courtyard of the Goyim, Pesach Kotun Shalom Yeragub B'Tchila, even though he didn't use it regularly before, and he goes out his front door rather than going out through this window, Dochen also Eitzel Pesach HaPasuach L'Shchuna Seinu Yudi. We do have the right halachically to push him, so to say, towards that courtyard, and therefore he won't ruin it for our courtyard because he has an alternative exit over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ches that in Hamir Bo Biyom Shabbos Gufa, what happens if on that Shabbos is when he becomes a heretic? So is it good for the rest of the Shabbos? So here we say Mutter Al Oso HaShabbos. It is good for the rest of that Shabbos. It won't be good for the next Shabbos, but it's good for the rest of that Shabbos. Because here we do apply the rule, given Shehutah Mitzvah Shabbos, since it was good for part of the Shabbos, Hutter L'chol HaShabbos. It is good for the rest of the Shabbos as well. The issue footnote number 19 brings down from the Chazon Ish that the same thing would apply in this situation if he was Mevatel as Rishus, and then he was Hamir. It would also still work for that Shabbos. Even though at this point in time, since he's a mummer, his bittul would not normally work, but his prior bittul, prior to became a mummer, still works for that Shabbos. Sivkot and Test, the Mishnah Berurah says, but if he has this other Pesach, then we can push him into the courtyard of the Goyim and not have him ruin for us in our courtyard. If originally there wasn't a window there, and only after he becomes a heretic on Tuesday, and then he opens up a new entranceway into the Goyish courtyard, then look back previously in Simon, Ayin Le'el, Simon, Shin Pei Gimel, where this was discussed. And Dirsha footnote number 21 reminds us over there from the Prima Gadim, Shim Pasach Bechol, if he opened it up on a weekday, Chozer Ha'eruv L'Kadmuso, Kivin Shebechnisas HaShabbos Chol Ha'eruv. So, for example, it was good last Shabbos, on Tuesday it becomes a heretic, on Wednesday opens up a new Pesach, so then the Eruv Chatzerus would still work. However, Vim Pasach B'Shabbos, Ha'eruv Batel V'Eino Chozer V'Nir. But if he opened it up on Shabbos, so then the Eruv is ruined, and once the Eruv is ruined, it doesn't come back and get resurrected. V'Tzorach Lasol Bitl Rishus, Kumo B'Nochri, Shesach V'Men B'Shabbos. And you would need to do a Bitl over here, as we've already explained in the Shulchan Aruch there. That's the first opinion. However, Meidach, he brings down from the Kaf HaChayim, who brings down from the Shulchan HaTzishitim, Sha'afilu Pesach B'Shabbos, Chozah HaEruv L'Mkomo. Even if he opened it up on Shabbos, the old Erev Chatzeros will now rework again. However, in Avra Shabbos Achas, Achas Sheimir, V'Achar Kach Pasach, but if there was a Shabbos in between, there was no Pesach, and now he subsequently opens it up, so once it's ruined, it's ruined. And everybody would say then, Eino Chozer V'Nir, Kivin Shemkar Batel Erev, Achash Nisiyashu Mimeno, since once the Erev is totally nullified by Yeyush Oviyah, there's no way we're going to get it back, so then it can't come back, Chozer V'Nir. Now we go to Sivkot Yudalef, we already did Yud. Sivkot Yudalef, the Mishnah Berurah says, in this halachic situation where he has a Pesach, we can push him into the chotzer of the non-Jewish people, and he doesn't ruin it for us in the chotzer of the Jewish people. The kofano so amida stom, because we say over here that this is midas stom. We're getting a benefit and you're not losing anything, so the default position is we always assume that a person wants to do something that doesn't hurt him and will benefit other people. Because this way they won't be ruined by his obstinance over here, by his becoming a heretic and saying, no, I'm not letting you use it. No, we say, midas stom, we allow this to still be utilized as a chotzer, even though he never used this Pesach beforehand. And this will be learned as well, in regards to a yid. Certainly, since over here, he's Nebuch, unfortunately, gone off the derech and is common amongst the goyim over there. He's obviously going to be happy about this exit into their yard because he's considering himself like them more so than like a yid. The issue footnote number 22 brings down. Mashma shedin kefia noe gam b'mumer. This concept over here of midas adom applies even to a mumer, and that is somewhat surprising according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, who questions over here. How can you say over here echi tochin din kefia b'mumer? How can a heretic over here have this din of midas adom? And he says, look in the Shelos Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, where this is discussed in more detail. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Pei Hey and today's Shir.